Christian Real Estate Coaching for the Christian Agent. What's up, faithful agents? Garrett Maroon here. I want to share with you briefly my heart for Christian group coaching. I want to help you turn confusion into clarity and reclaim an intentional life through authenticity. If you desire to know your God-given gifts, if you desire to build a God-honoring business, if you long to be challenged, encouraged, and taught by other brothers and sisters in Christ who both know your heart and your work, I hope you will reach out to me for a call. I'd love to tell you what my coaching company is doing. Go to faithfulagent.com/chat, and it will redirect you to my coaching page. Would love to see you there. Now, enjoy the episode. What's up, faithful agents? Welcome to another Tuesday short episode. Today, I'm just going to get real. And I was going to say dirty, but that doesn't sound correct. So we're not going to do that, but we're just going to get real today. As always on these Tuesday short episodes, I do want to start with a good Christian joke. Why is David considered the best babysitter in the Bible? He rocked Goliath to sleep. That's funny. I like that one. Too soon? I don't know. You know, it was like, 3,000 years ago or whatever. But today I want to dive into this honest, real topic. I'm just going to level with you all. I've been struggling and anxious about money for potentially the first time in my life, and in the Lord's kindness, the first time in my life, where I, right now, currently, while we're recording, many of you know who have listened, I've got one agent and one admin, and I let my agent take all the deals. Well, I decided this year I'd take about 5 transactions myself just to, stay in the game, keep myself active, that kind of thing. Well, I've got my first deal right now with a client that I'm working with, a buyer that I'm working with. We've written multiple offers. We've lost multiple times. And the truth is, being completely honest with you all, I really need this win. I have struggled because I feel like I just need a win in something and I'm not getting them. And it's been tough. Not only has it been tough for me emotionally, mentally, it's been tough just on my bank account, just being real with you all. And that's been a struggle. And I woke up this morning totally excited about the possibilities and what could come and some ideas that I had, went and showed another house to this client this morning. And he told me in the house that they were actually considering just staying where they are, not selling their home and just send their kid to private school. They're moving because of schools. And I got to admit, y'all, my first reaction, though, I said, of course, I totally understand. In my heart, I was like, please don't do that. I have not been trusting the Lord very well, if I'm completely honest, and just giving him my total trust that he's going to provide financially for my family. I've been really struggling with that and trying to remind myself that the Lord is my shepherd and he will take care of me. But it's been tough. So right now we've got an offer out that in 20 minutes I'll find out if we won. And man, have I bothered that agent so many times. Are we still in the lead? What do we need to do? I've got my phone. And the truth is, it's not out of a desire to serve my client. It's out of a desire to get paid. And I'm just leveling with y'all. That's real. Well, my wife knows that's been difficult recently. And so she sent me Isaiah 26:3-4. And it says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock." And that hits me even now as I read it. It's hard to trust in the Lord. It is hard to be in a position where you feel like you're not winning. You're not getting very many wins. We don't want to be in a position, I know, where we're serving clients with our own selves in mind, with our own end. Right? The desire to make money and get paid and all of those things. We don't want to serve people that way. But leveling with y'all, it's been tough because I think a lot of us feel that it's a weird market. It's a tough market, all the stuff going on. And so here's me coming clean to y'all, but also saying, I see you and I hear you. And that's why this community exists. The truth of the matter is, as we read Isaiah 26:3-4, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." What that means is the Lord is the you part of that. You, Lord, keep us in perfect peace when our mind is on the Lord. That's what that means, because we trust in the Lord. The challenge that I, and then it says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The challenge that I have, the reason I feel like I have not been in perfect peace, and maybe you feel the same way, because my mind is not stayed on the Lord. My mind is not on the Lord. My trust is not in Him. Admittedly, I feel better when I wake up and I check my bank account and I feel like there's money there. Admittedly, I often will say that my mind is on the Lord, when in reality, it's so many different places. You know, we just interviewed Michelle with She Works His Way, and that interview will come out soon. And she said, back in the day, they only had one word for priority. It was priority. It always meant one. And now we use the word priorities. It only came out the past few decades where we changed it to now it's multiple things, right? We distract ourselves with what we think is going to make us feel better. Netflix, food, eating, drinking, whatever it is, we distract ourselves so we don't have to feel the pain of what's going on. I know for me, it's difficult when I'm in a tough or anxious moment. My natural reaction, again, just being completely honest with y'all, my natural reaction is I either want to watch something, a YouTube video or whatever, or I want to scroll Facebook, because it can feel like it just numbs whatever's going on. Instead of, and this is where our heart should be, faithful agents, instead of saying, Lord, this is hard, remind my soul that I can trust in you forever, because you are an everlasting rock. You put me in perfect peace. That's hard. But that's my encouragement to me, to all of us in this short episode. I know it's not tactical, but that was just what's on my heart and on my mind, is that reality. Is when you have that moment of anxiety today, when you have the moment of stress, when you have the moment of doubt, I hope that you will do one of two things. First, I hope you will go to the Lord and you will say, Lord, my heart is anxious and I know that is not from you. Will you please calm my soul that I may trust in you? And number two, that you have a brother or sister, a faithful agent that you reach out to and just say, I need your help. Like Moses needed Aaron, right? We see that all throughout scripture. There was a right-hand person. You can go to someone in this community. You can go to someone that you know and you're close with and say, look, here's the truth. I'm not trusting very well. I need you to encourage my soul. Faithful agents, I love you all dearly. My heart and passion is so deep for this Christian real estate community. My desire for all of us is that we understand that the temporal is nowhere near as glorious as the eternal. And that's hard. Anxiety, stress, those things, that's not part of God's world. It's not part of His plan for us, but it's real things. And we're here in it together. So I hope that maybe is helpful in any way to encourage you all. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. I love you, faithful agents. Hang in there. Hey, faithful agents, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope it encouraged you to both grow your business and your faith. And as always, make sure you share this episode with a friend who you think would be encouraged by it. And join us on our Facebook group, if you aren't there yet, to come together with the other faithful agents around the country. Just go to facebook.com and search The Faithful Agent. And if you want to be encouraged more locally, because after all, local groups is where the real growth and change happens, go to faithfulagent.com/local groups to check out what we've got going on. And if there isn't a group near you, you can reach out to us right there and tell us you're interested in starting your own. Thank you as always for tuning into this episode. We hope to see you next week.